We're going to go now to our second feature. I have Kathleen Mullen on the phone line today. She is the artistic director for the Planet in Focus Film Festival. Welcome to the program, Kathleen.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
My pleasure. So I was a volunteer with Planet in Focus many years ago as a lowly ticket collector.
No, you're never lowly.
and I'm thrilled to see that, because I hadn't went at the time. I was just starting my university, and at the time I hadn't heard too much about the festival. That was 5 years ago, something roughly like that. So that would have been your seventh or eighth year, depending on my math there. But even at that point, I mean, you know, you saw some posters up everywhere there, and I definitely saw stuff, but there's such a kind of white noise of kind of activism and events in Toronto that it's very, very easy to get lost in the crowd. So I was thrilled to see last year when we did a little bit on it, but we didn't actually have someone from Planet in Focus come and talk to us. Mm-hmm. We just kind of talked about some of the shows that were happening. This year, I'm thrilled to have you actually on the program. And very, very happy to see that it's not only still going strong, but seems to have expanded greatly. So following in the footsteps here, we've just wrapped up TIFF in Toronto, and we're about to start Planet in Focus, which is October 10th to 14th. And I wanted, Kathleen, if you could just outline for our listeners a little bit exactly what the festival was and where the idea for it came from, what exactly you're trying to do with Planet in Focus.
Okay, so we've been going for 13 years. It was founded by Mark Haslam, and he started it 13 years ago. I believe he did have a collective, but he was the founder. And actually, there's a whole interview with him in our program guide. You can also find it on our website. And so, what the idea is that we screen well-made, interesting, engaging, entertaining films about the world that we live in. So it can be environmental in the traditional sense, and it can also be environmental in kind of the non-traditional sense. So, you know, and that can include, you know, films about certain cultures and their relationship to the land. It can be not more traditional. It's more like climate change issues. We play documentaries. We play fiction, animation, feature-length films, and shorts.
Absolutely. And so I was able to attend the media event that you started off with. Had an opportunity to talk to Mr. Mayor, former Mayor of Toronto, David Miller, who was there. Mm-hmm. Had a conversation with Jennifer Bickwall, who's going to be joining us next week, actually, for a feature, for a feature interview with her. People may remember her as the, I believe she was the producer of Manufactured Landscapes.
Oh, director.
Director, sorry, yes, rather, of yes. Manufactured Landscapes. An incredible film, if you haven't seen it, based on some amazing photography. But we'll leave that for Jennifer to explain. So maybe if you want to just outline for us some of the other sort of films now, because you've got 64, is that right, that's playing this year?
I think it's 63.
63. And one of the things I remember from the media event was that this year was incredible for a number of reasons, one of which was that, you know, as you were saying, you don't pick films necessarily for the sake that they're Canadian. You want to create the best content because you want people to actually come out and see the show. And you were thrilled to announce that almost half of those were Canadian films this year.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, we like talking about the world we live in. and also, I think Canadians, you know, there's so many great filmmakers all across Canada. So we've been really excited about that. And for our opening night, we have the world premiere of Lost Rivers. It's by Carolyn Bakla and produced by Katerina Sukup, and it's and they are out of Montreal, but it's in English, and it's in many different languages, but it's about the rivers that have been covered up that run throughout the city. So we have one here in Toronto, Garrison Creek, and you can see signs where they run. And it's throughout the city. Anyway, the film goes all across the world. It goes to Italy. It goes to Seoul, Korea, Yonkers, New York, Montreal, all the places where there are rivers underneath the cities. And it talks to the people in the town, and also it talks with these people who have a fascination with these rivers, and they're called drainers. And so they pop down underground into these old rivers. So it's a totally fascinating film, and that really kicks off the festival. And that is a Canadian film. So we have many more, but that's one I will let you know about.
Another one that really, really grabbed my attention from the trailers is actually not supposed to be. I believe this is the one where you're not where you're, it's not actually supposed to be released yet. But the Planet and Film it's going to be launched later. But the festival kind of gets a sneak peek preview of if I'm putting this on the right film was the Crushing Ice or something like that.
Oh, where Chasing Ice.
Chasing Ice.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible photography. It looks amazing. You want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, Chasing Ice is our closing night film, and it is by a director named Jeff Borlowski, and it actually follows James Balog, who is going to be our international eco hero. We're going to be giving him an award, and it follows James Balog as he goes into the Arctic to set up cameras, time lapse cameras, to test to look at the glaciers and to look at the effects of climate change, and so he actually gives you this visual picture of climate change. I mean, it's a breathtakingly beautiful film. It won the Sundance Film Festival. It won the Best Cinematography Award. But it's also so absolutely fascinating. And James Balog will be in attendance at the festival, receiving the award and speaking about the film. We're also screening it as part of our school program. We do have an extensive school program, so if there are teachers out there listening, please check it out. We have 6 screenings, and those screenings are actually open to the public as well, but it's mostly our schools that come to the screening.
All right. And what are some of the other films that really jumped out at you this year? I mean, 63 is quite a long list. And as you said, that was kind of your choice 63 out of many, many, many more films that were solicited to Planet and Film, Planet in Focus Film Festival.
Okay.
What are some of the other ones that sort of jumped out at you as really catching your attention or that people should be looking out for as key films?
Well, we have 5 films from Latin America that are incredible. And they're all from all different countries. They're about different issues. They're made differently. Their aesthetics are different. But what I would recommend is Bay of All Saints. It's from Brazil, and it's set in Brazil. And so that's one I would definitely say is outstanding. Also a film called Canicula. It's from Mexico, and Jose Alvarez, the director, will be in attendance from Mexico. And then the other ones are Raising Resistance, which is about soy production and GMOs seeds, and that will be there will be a panel discussion with that film. So those are just some of the highlights, I would say.
Sure. So going with that, you said there's a panel discussion with that one. What are some, outside of the actual films themselves, of which people can check the whole playlist mm-hmm. on your website,
mm-hmm.
But other than the films themselves, panel discussions, introductions, I know that there's going to be an evening with Jennifer Bickwall as well.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other like non-film events that people might be able to attend that they might be interested in?
Okay, so we have industry series that runs 2 days. It's on the Thursday and Friday. It's a film and television industry series, and we have panels and speakers from broadcasters, from salespeople, from distributors, from filmmakers that are coming to speak about various topics. You can find those on our website under the industry series. We also have, I said, the school program, a children's animation program. So we have quite a few things. And then within the films themselves, we have many filmmakers attending from all over the world. So that is super exciting for us, as well as local filmmakers, of course. So there's really a lot to see. There's a lot to discuss. And I'm sure that, you know, people can find something that will pique their interest.
Absolutely. Well, certainly I was looking through, I didn't have a chance to get too carefully through the guide, but there was definitely a lot of really interesting stuff that's there in it, and I'm super happy to hear that things are going so well for you.
Yeah.
Just finally now, we've got a couple of minutes left, I was just wondering if you wanted to sort of, I mean, we're a national program here. There's lots of people, about half okay. of our audience is outside of Toronto. So I'm sure many people aren't going to be able to actually attend the festival as well that might be hearing this interview. So what are some of the other ways in which people might be able to interact with these films? I mean, you've got a list of all the names of the films and directors, but generally speaking, are these available somewhere? Are they going to be later on the internet later? Or are these plays the films that are going to be available in theaters? How can people access this if they aren't able to attend?
Well, some will be available in theaters, I'm sure. We're screening a film called Occupy Love. It's directed by a filmmaker called Velcro Ripper. I would imagine that that will have some play in theaters. And then, of course, Chasing Ice is going to be released after our festival, probably Lost Rivers and several other ones. We also do a touring program, so if people are interested in getting a hold of some of our films, so we can help them with that. So we do that. It's also going to the film's website and looking at, this would be after the festival, but looking at when they are going to be released or how to get a copy of them.
Okay, so all that information should be available on the website. Do you want to say what the website is? It is, again, just for people?
Yes, it's www.planetinfocus.org.
Nice and easy. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us today. Check out that film festival, of course, if you're in Toronto. If not, take a look at the website to see how you might be able to get in contact with them or see the films. Otherwise, that's October 10th to the 14th, Planet in Focus Film Festival. Pardon me. Thank you so much, Kathleen Mullen, for joining us today.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.